Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial that translates geek speak into street speak. Oh, sure, we cover all the latest tech toys like digital cameras, computers, televisions, and smartphones, but everything on this show is explained in plain English and without technical jargon. On Tech Talk, we help you make sense of an ever-changing and increasingly digital world, trying to add clarity to the confusion, if you will. Tech Talk is brought to you by Bing.ca, the brand new search engine that gives you fast and accurate results. You can even have your results segregated into well-organized sections like news and photos, videos and downloads. Try it out for yourself at Bing.ca. That's Bing.ca for Canada. Today's show is divided into two parts. After 12:30, we're going to be joined by Peter Dignan, the owner of iShopRepair.ca, a new iPod and iPhone repair business in the Toronto area. And their mission is to save people's dead iPod MP3 players and iPhones all over the world from ending up in landfills. And he's going to help you get more value out of a dying iPod as well. So that's after 12:30, and we're going to invite callers then to ask questions about fixing a dying or dead iPod and how to properly dispose of one as well. And that's, again, in just under a half hour or so. But first, we're joined in the studio by Paul Davis from Discgear.ca. It's probably no surprise the average Canadian has hundreds, if not thousands, of discs in their home, be it DVD movies, music CDs, video games, CD-ROMs, and so forth. Discgear's line of products helps organize and protect your valuable media while saving space by removing clutter in your home. Paul, who actually turned on to me these products a few years ago, he's here to talk about what Discgear is exactly, how their products work, and why it's a smart solution for Canadians. Welcome to the show, Paul. Oh, that's my cue to turn on your button. Say that again.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Oh, boy. Amateur show today. Pardon me. Paul, by the way, you've probably seen him on the Shopping Channel. He's the one who sells the Discgear products as well and convinces all the at-home shoppers why this is a super cool product. And I'm sure via radio, we're going to do the same today. Not only has Paul brought in some giveaways for today's Tech Talk, which I'll tell you about in a moment, but for the next 2 days, Tech Talk listeners can take advantage of Discgear products at more than 50% off. Simply visit www.discgear.ca, that's DISCGEAR.ca, /Tech Talk for the temporary promotion for Tech Talk listeners, more than 50% off the regular price. So let's open the lines now for you to ask Paul any questions about Discgear products, how they can protect your collection and save you money, how they can save space. And speaking of saving you money, this is especially true if you have young kids like I do, as I've had to replace their favorite video games and movies many times over the years because they became scratched. They never put them away in the right jewel case. And if it is, even if it is the right jewel case, it's, all over the place. We constantly are cleaning up our family room because of discs everywhere. And, you know, more often than not, they're popping in their favorite games like Lego Star Wars on the Wii, or, you know, one of these Wii Sports is another one. We pop it into the Nintendo Wii and it says, sorry, disc is scratched. And we're like, oh, great. And then we look on the underside of it and it's totally gone and I have to get another one. So if that sounds familiar, you'll love the Discgear products. Again, give us a call. There are no dumb questions on Tech Talk. You know the drill. The numbers to call in today are 416-872-1010. Toll-free outside of the GTA, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255. It's a free call on your cell phone. Again, to ask your questions about Discgear products for the first 30 minutes of the show, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. You've seen him on Shopping Channel and is here now in the studio. We've got Paul Davis from Discgear. Again, welcome to the show. Let's tell our listeners what the two prize packs are for today.
Sure.
The first one is the last caller before 12:30 is going to win a Discgear 100 that fits, as the name suggests, 100 discs inside. And this is valued at about $60. Plus, we're going to throw in a computer game called Bejeweled 2 Deluxe. It's a fun puzzle game for the PC, a family-friendly title, which you can take out of the jewel case and pop into the Discgear and dispose of the cardboard box and the case. Paul is nodding. And then the last caller before 1 p.m. will also win a prize pack. That will consist of an 80-disc Discgear solution for about it's valued at about $30. We're going to throw in the game Bejeweled 2 for the PC and a book called Windows Lockdown, your XP and Vista guide against hacks, attacks, and other internet mayhem. It's written by a friend of the show, Andy Walker, who's been a guest on before. He's a tech expert. And so we're going to be giving away a book, a game, and the Disc Gear 80 to the last caller of the show, even though we'll have shifted topics by then. The gift, the prize pack for the first half of the show, just before 12:30, we're going to give it away, whoever that last caller is, and that's going to consist of the game Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and a Disc Gear 100 valued at $60. So thanks again to Paul for the giveaway. All right, while we're waiting for the lines to light up, Paul, let's start talking about Disc Gear. I know you've been on the show. It's been a while, maybe 4 or 5 years now.
Right.
But you did turn me on to these products a few years ago. Please tell our listeners exactly what Disc Gear is and how they work.
Well, there's really two components to describing Disc Gear. Number one, it's investment protection of all your CDs, DVDs, Blu-ray discs, console games, Xbox, PlayStation, Wii. And the other is getting rid of clutter. And you're a prime example. Obviously, you have a lot of discs in your collection. They all come in jewel case. They all come in a DVD case or a really thick software case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you look at your collection now, it could be stacked on the floor to the ceiling because you have thousands, right? So what we say is get rid of all of that and organize it in what people generally describe, if the listeners can conceptualize a jukebox-type scenario, where 100 discs or 80 or even 120, depending on which product you choose, are stacked right next to each other. There's a tray mechanism that pops out of the bottom that lists all of your discs contained within the, in this case, the selector 100.
Right.
You find the disc that you want, whether it's a movie, whether it's a console game. Once you find the disc, the motto of Disc Gear is 5 seconds to retrieve your disc. So what happens is you push another button over to the corresponding number to the title, push a space bar, and it automatically retrieves your discs and brings it up for you.
It lifts it up for you safely.
Right. Not touching the other discs next to it, and of course not touching the surface of the disc. It grabs it from the perimeter of the disc. You remove it safely, play it. When you're done, you pop it back into its slot. It's protected from all the other discs. It's protected from the external elements, the dust, the scratching, and of course it's protected from each other internally. And there's also a locking mechanism. So if you want to take your 100 collection on the road with you, you lock it so it doesn't automatically open up. And now you can take it to the cottage, you can take it to your friend's house. Students love it because they take it over to university or their college, and now they have their whole collection on the road with them. And when we talk about investment protection, you know, when you consider the average CD costs $13 and up, DVD $20 and up, Blu-ray $30 and up, and console $40 to $50, you could be protecting an investment that's worth in the thousands of dollars. And, you know, when you consider how many times people scratch your discs and then have to go and replace them, it makes a lot of sense. And it's very compact. It's stylish. The 100 is a square-type design, rectangular, which is stackable up to 3 high.
Okay.
So you could be protecting up to 300 discs. Easy to retrieve your discs. And there's also the lower end, which is 80, which is more portable, which is more student-friendly.
Okay, awesome. All right, so the website, if you want to check out what they look like, discgear.ca, and we want to give away a prize pack that consists of a Disc Gear 100 auto system, and that's valued at about $60. We're going to give that away to the last caller before 12:30, along with a game called Bejeweled 2 Deluxe. Very addictive, easy to pick up, impossible to put down. And we want to answer your questions about how Disc Gear works, who it's ideal for, what kind of media it can protect. And you know the drill on Tech Talk. There are no dumb questions. We'd love to hear from you. 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. We are going to take a short break. And when we return, more with Paul Davis from Disc Gear. Again, discgear.ca to get that up to 50% off. Sale for Tech Talk listeners over the next 2 days should you want to protect your media at home. Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting with Paul Davis from Disc Gear about a very clever solution that protects and stores and organizes your entire media collection. I'd love to ask our listeners, what do you collect? Maybe you're into old films. You've got, you know, good old black and white Alfred Hitchcock flicks, or even older than that, that you collect on DVD or Blu-ray box sets. Maybe you're into music. You're a classical music nut or a death metal fanatic or somewhere in between. Maybe you, like me, I collect video games, computer games, rather. I review video games, but I tend to give those away when I'm done with them. Yes, I'm popular among my kids' friends. But I like to keep the computer games, even the ones back to the 80s and the early 90s, like Myst and some of the old adventure games, because I like collecting those. So if that sounds familiar, we'd love to hear from you what you collect, and we'd love to give away this 100 Disc Gear system. Again, I'm going to ask Paul to explain what Disc Gear is, a promotion for Disc Gear listeners. Go to discgear.ca, discgear.ca/techtalk, and you can get up to or about 50% off. Is that right, Paul?
Right.
Yeah, off of all their products. We're giving away the 100 disc gear solution to the last caller before 12:30, along with a game called Bejeweled 2 Deluxe, great for kids or kids at heart. And then after 12:30, we're going to shift gears and talk about iPod repair with a local company, because Lord knows Apple doesn't make it easy to fix their products when something goes wrong. So this is where a company like iShopRepair.ca comes in. And we're going to talk with Peter Dignan after the 12:30 break. But we're still going to have a second prize pack before 1 p.m. I'll remind you what that is. But we'd love to hear from you. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255. Tell us about your disc collection. What does it entail? And I'm sure you'll be happy to win the Disc Gear 100 Auto system. So, Paul, if you can explain again how this is a non-technical product,
right?
Because it's not. Because when I first heard this, I thought you had to connect it to your computer or something.
No,
it's not. But it will protect your high-tech collection.
Yeah, it's a really technology savvy product in a non-technology savvy environment, because you're protecting all of your tech product. But when we go on air and we sell this product, people I think are interested in seeing that anybody can use it. Kids love to use it because now they get to reference their product and they get to push a button and up comes their disc and they don't have to touch dad's computer. Mm-hmm. And the elderly love it. Elderly, they collect hundreds of thousands of discs and now they want to get rid of all their clutter. Mm-hmm. And they don't need a technological solution in order to do it, because they see it how I present it on air and they say, wow, that's all I need to do is push a button and there's no computer required.
Right.
And that's it. And then they realize they get to get rid of all their jewel cases, all their CD cases, anything that comes with it, and they can protect it. We have another product called the Literature Album, so they can store all of that information and reference it at any time. But when you put all your discs in, and that's part of the fun, is that you're sorting all of your discs. So you may start off this month with a collection of 50 CDs and 50 Blu-ray discs, and next month you're winding down your CD collection, or you moved it all together to another selector product, and now you have one in your family room that's completely used mm-hmm. for your Blu-ray discs or your DVDs, or if you have old HD. Doesn't matter. And then you've taken your other collection, you moved it into another area because it's CDs, and maybe the kids have one in the basement for their Wii games, their Xbox, or their any console games they may have. And of course, the office executive that wants to have one in his office because he's backing up sensitive data on his CDs or backing up data on his DVDs, and he doesn't want to stack them up because he's afraid they'll scratch each other as you stack them all up.
Right, and that can make your data hard to access. It could ruin the disk. Right. So it can best be described as a small tabletop jukebox, if you will. And you simply slide the little dial over to the number, and then out it pulls the disk for you. It takes about 5 seconds, nice and elegant. It just pops it out for you, and then you just pull it out with your fingertips and place it into the DVD player or game system or computer.
Exactly. Just pull out it from the center of the disk, where the hole is in the disc, pull it out, play it. When you're done with it, pop it right back into the slot, mm-hmm. close out the unit, and now it's stacked on your entertainment console, your desktop, wherever you might be, and you're protecting 100 discs. And when you look at it, you really don't know or can't fathom that there's 100 discs in there.
Right.
And it could be any collection of discs. So it's protecting all of them. That's why people have multiple, because when we do shows, people always brag about how many discs they have. Mm-hmm. And us Canadians, we brag that we have hundreds, if not thousands, of discs. Well, we do, because we're doing a lot of backing up, a lot of downloading.
Right.
And then we're putting it on some form of media, whether it's a CD, DVD, or a Blu-ray disc. And then we're storing it somewhere. Well, where are you going to store it?
Right.
You can go and buy jewel cases and buy more plastic and build a whole collection that goes from the ceiling, the wall to the floor to the ceiling.
Yeah, it sounds like what my basement looks like. But so this is ideal for a small, let's say a condo or apartment as well, because it really does save space as well as protect your investment.
Oh, for sure. And especially for the university kids that are going out and they've got, 200 square feet to play with.
I've seen DJs, by the way, have a disc gear. I think it's the 81. It's a portable disc gear select with all the music on there.
Right.
Already, whether it's burned, MP3s or if it's an actual music CD.
Right.
They've used the Disc Gear solution to transport it from, one gig to another in a small, convenient, and safe sort of manner.
Yeah, because back in the day, they used to carry these huge silver suitcases with them, and they used to have to, mm-hmm. Flip through discs, and it was really hard to do it because they had to go through a list of what they had. Well, now they just have to push out the tray, and they know exactly where the disc is and which slot it's in, and it's done.
All right. Well, let's give away the 100 Disc Gear solution along with the game Bejeweled 2 Deluxe to Angelo in Vaughan. Hi, Angelo.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there. Congratulations. You've won yourself the 100 Disc Gear solution. This is a $60 value along with the game Bejeweled 2 Deluxe. Congrats.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. What's your question, sir?
My question was, on the actual unit, is it accessible through the computer, or is this purely storage of the disks so that they do not be scratched and things like that.
This is a unit that has no connection to a computer whatsoever. It's a standalone device that allows you to place it anywhere in your household, in your office, and it holds 100 of your disks. So you can retrieve. So you can be retrieving it, your kids can be retrieving it, your parents can be retrieving it, and they don't need, no, there's no tech savvy at all, but it is all categorized at the bottom on a tray that has the listing of every disk that is contained within the unit.
So, Angelo, you might pull out this little tray at the bottom, and it'll say The Simpsons Season 6 DVD, and it'll have a number associated to it, like 8.
Right.
And then you take the little dial on the jukebox, move it over to the 8, and then it pulls out that disk for you. So I'm going to put you on hold, tell you how to pick up your prize pack from Tech Talk, Disc Gear 100 Auto Solution and Bejeweled 2 Deluxe. Thank you, Angelo, and congrats. And thank you to Paul Davis from Disc Gear for joining us for the first half of Tech Talk, for telling us about this amazing product. Again, if Tech Talk listeners want to save money by investing in this product, you'll save even more by simply going to discgear.ca/Tech Talk, a special website that Paul set up to give 50% off the sale price. So again, thank you again, Paul.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Discgear.ca. And of course, you can go to my blog, sync-blog. We're going to post this show as a podcast tomorrow that you can listen to while you're surfing the internet or download to listen to offline. And you can find out all that information again that we discussed. It's a hard product to talk about on the radio. You got to see it to believe it and use it to be convinced that it's a great way to protect and store and organize your disc collection, be it games, movies, DVDs, or computer software. Again, discgear.ca. Big thank you to Paul. After this short break, we're going to be joined by Peter Dignan from iShopRepair.ca, and we're going to talk about how to save a dying iPod. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Welcome back to Tech Talk. The show is brought to you by Bing.ca, the brand new search engine that gives you fast and accurate results. You can even have your results segregated into sections like news, photos, videos, and downloads. Try it out for yourself. The internet is abuzz about it. Bing.ca, B-I-N-G.ca. Give it a try yourself instead of Google the next time you're searching for something online. So we are chatting now with Peter Dignan. He is the owner of iShopRepair.ca. It's a new iPod and an iPhone repair business in Toronto, and their mission is to fix your dead or dying iPod for a fraction of the cost compared to what it would be to buy a brand new product altogether. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So what we're going to do is I want to remind our listeners that we have a second prize pack today for the last caller of the show. Just by chance, if you happen to be the last caller that we take on the air just before 1 p.m., you will win our second prize pack, which consists of an 80-disc Disc Gear solution. We just spoke with Paul Davis from Disc Gear about their products, discgear.ca. So we're going to give away the value. It's about $30 for an 80-disc Disc Gear solution, and we're going to add two other items with it: a copy of the game Bejeweled 2 Deluxe, which is a really fun and family-friendly puzzle game for Windows computers. And speaking of Windows, we're going to also pair it up with a 450-page book called Windows Lockdown, written by Andy Walker, Your XP and Windows Vista Guide Against Hacks, Attacks, and Other Internet Mayhem. And it's a plain English guide to protecting your PC and your personal information on your PC. And that's going to go to the last caller before one. We want to open the lines to ask any questions about iPod or iPhone repair. Do you own an iPod, a Shuffle, a Nano, a Classic, a Touch, an iPhone? And is it on its way out? Are you having battery problems? Is the screen cracked? Is it getting too hot? Is there some issues that you're having with it? It's just not keeping its charge or what have you? What Peter's company does, iShopRepair.ca, will give you a free diagnosis of the problem and tell you what you're looking at in order to replace it. And if this sounds familiar to you, we would love to hear from you, perhaps on the air while we've got Peter here for the hour at 2 St. Clair Ave West. We can have your questions answered on the air. You can describe your problem, and Peter can give you a rough idea of what you're looking at or what the problem could be, and perhaps even a rough idea on what it would cost, depending on his past experiences with the problem. And you know the drill on Tech Talk. There are no dumb questions. So not only will you get your questions answered, but you'll be eligible to win our prize pack just before 1 p.m. Give us a holler, 416-872-1010. Toll free, 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Again, our guest for the second half of the show is Peter Dignan from iShopRepair.ca. So first of all, again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And let's talk a bit about what your company does and why. Why is there a need for this? Because I'm smiling because I have many friends who have iPods that are in their desk drawer or in the garbage can, which you don't want to do for landfills, instead of using a service like yours.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing is it's important to remember an iPod or an iPhone is only as good as its battery. You generally see about 2 to 3 years out of a battery before it just loses its ability to hold a charge.
And this was an issue with Apple's gotten better with their batteries, but was a very common problem that an iPod battery would just die and not keep its charge. If you wanted to listen to it, you had to plug it into the wall.
That's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. So what we do is, we can install a high-capacity battery. It can be done on the spot in store. It's not something you have to send away for and wait a few weeks. It can all be done, very quickly for you, in most cases while you wait.
Really?
Absolutely, yep. Mm. And all the batteries and replacements, in fact, all repairs come with a one-year warranty, is the same warranty period as buying a new unit. And so, it's a great idea to save that old iPod.
Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, I know this isn't your primary focus, but I understand that if you want to increase the capacity of your iPod, let's say you have a 120 gigabyte iPod Classic, which is huge, that can store, 30, 40,000 songs, you can actually double that to a 240 gig drive or that kind of thing. Your company does that as well.
That's correct. Absolutely. We do hard drive replacements. If you've got an iPod that's got a dead hard drive, we can replace that for you. Or if you're looking to upgrade your iPod to a higher capacity, that's definitely possible as well.
We're hearing people in the control room talk, by the way. I think that's maybe Britt. Just a heads up. Thanks to Scott. So very interesting, Peter. This is something that I know there's a demand for. So let's talk about where does Apple drop the ball on this? Because, I know that there were some battery issues that have gotten better, but what's their current warranty policy like?
Well, Apple are pretty strange on this. The user warranty for any Apple product is 1 year. Okay. And if you're beyond that 1 year warranty period, your Apple is not covered for anything. So your only choice is to have it replaced. Mm-hmm. Another pitfall of Apple's warranty system is if your iPod or iPhone shows any signs of physical damage, so a scratch, a broken screen, or anything like that, the warranty is completely void. So you may have a brand new iPhone, you've dropped it, it's got a broken screen, and that's the end of it.
What's the most common issue? Is it battery?
Battery is a big one, and also with the new iPhones now, the screens are a huge issue. Yeah. Once it's dropped, that screen's gone.
And so I have an iPhone as well, and I've purchased a little plastic cover for the screen because I once threw my iPhone into my jacket pocket with my keys.
Okay.
And I scratched the screen inadvertently, and it's very frustrating because it's a big, beautiful screen that had that big scratch across. So the next one that I got, I make sure I bought a little plastic thing on it.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Yep.
All right. Let's go to Kathy and Vaughn. Kathy, you're our first caller on Tech Talk's second half of the show here. Thanks for calling.
Hi. My daughter bought herself a brand new iTouch, and within 3 weeks, she spilt a bottle of orange juice on it.
Oh,
it works vaguely, a little bit.
Okay.
The screen's not working properly. She can still listen to music, but obviously she didn't spend the money on that for that.
No, yeah, especially the Touch has that nice big screen. You want to be able to watch videos and play games and things like that. So Peter, how much roughly, and maybe it's a case-by-case scenario, might not be a fair question, but how much roughly are you looking at to replace an iPod Touch's screen?
The cost of a new screen for the iPod Touches are $99.99, $100, and that includes the installation, and like I said, they're backed by a one-year warranty.
Okay, so it's a one-year warranty on top of that. Okay, Kathy, good question. Let's go to Nick quickly in Unionville. Hey, Nick. Vic, rather. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, you. I'm just calling because I actually have an iPod Classic, and I cracked the screen. I sat on it by mistake, so I want to replace the screen.
Absolutely. The cost of the screens on that particular model, including the installation, are $70. That's something that can be done for you either in-store or we also have a mail-in system. And you can order, the free testing or screen replacements online. You can either mail in the iPod for the repair. The turnaround time is less than 24 hours, or it's something that can be done in-store for you.
Awesome. All right. iShopRepair.ca if you want to check out Peter's website while we're going to take this break. When we return, we're going to go back to lines, talk about your iPod or iPhone issues, roughly how much it could cost to fix it, and discuss some of the other services provided by iShopRepair.ca and Peter Dignan, our guest, for the second half of the show. And don't forget to give us a call because you'll be eligible to win that amazing prize pack, which consists of three products: the Disk Gear 80, the book Windows Lockdown, a 450-page tome all about protecting your Windows XP or Vista computer, and the game Bejeweled 2 Deluxe from PopCap Games. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. Do you have an iPod that you love, but you dropped it and cracked the screen? Or is your iPhone battery ailing and it's only lasting a couple of hours between charges? Or maybe you've got an old 30-gig iPod and you would love an 80-gig iPod without having to buy a whole new one. Well, there is a company called iShopRepair.ca, and it's owned and operated by Peter Dignan. He's joining us this half hour. Again, welcome to the show, Peter.
Thank you, Mark.
And he's explaining how iShopRepair.ca gives you new screens, changes your battery, can upgrade your memory with a one-year warranty as well, which is the same kind of warranty you'd get from buying a brand new Apple product. So, and there is also an environmental advantage to upgrading your existing one rather than buying a whole new one, right, Peter?
That's right, Mark. If you were to, you know, just simply go out and buy a new iPod every week, you can imagine the amount of waste that gets built up, the waste. So, you know, it's really two things. One is you're saving that iPod, which saves the environment. And two, if the iPod is beyond repair and can't be saved, we do recycle the e-waste properly.
Okay. And consumers can get a free quote, right? Before, you know, if someone brings to you an iPod Touch with a cracked screen or an iPod Nano with a battery that only lasts an hour,
yes,
you can give them a rough idea what they're looking at before you do the work.
Absolutely. All quotes are 100% free, no strings attached. All the quotes can be done for you while you wait in store. And that's right, it's completely free.
Okay, so you said in store. So can you give us an idea where your location is? And then also there is a web component if you're listening now from another part of Canada.
Sure. We're located at number 1075 Bay Street, just south of Bloor, very close to Bay and Bloor. And also we have a mail-in system. We service iPods and iPhones from all over the world. The free testing services are available online. You simply order the free testing. You send in the unit, and a technician will look at that and let you know exactly what needs to be done.
Great. All right, let's go back to the lines. Don't forget, the last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win a prize pack, the 80-disc Disk Gear solution. We talked with Paul from Disk Gear the first half of the show, plus a book and a game. And I'll tell you a bit more about that in a few minutes. But let's go without further ado to Roger in Mississauga. Hi, Roger.
Hey there.
Having a problem with your iPod Touch.
That's correct. Yeah, I have a 16 gig iPod Touch for 2 years now. Within the last week, the Wi-Fi is just not working. It's not picking up any networks, whether they be broadcast or hidden. Not even picking up my own network at home.
Okay. It could be one of two things. It could be a software problem, which we do see with Wi-Fi, or it could in fact be a hardware problem. In either case, that is fixable. It's just a case of you know, diagnosing that problem. But absolutely, that is recoverable.
Okay. Thank you. How much could that be?
Thanks, Roger. Yeah, so the website is iShopRepair.ca, and you can write Peter there or drop into their store at Bay and Bloor. And again, I'm sure the address is on the website.
It is.
As well. So there is a little wireless radio in there that picks up, finds wireless networks in the area. So that could be the problem, or it could be a matter of sort of formatting the hard drive, the flash drive, and starting from scratch, yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right, let's go to Henya in Woodbridge. Thanks for calling, Henya.
Yeah, hi. I just have a question. My son has the iPhone, and I didn't hear a reply on that so far. It's all been on the iPod screens, but he's dropped it a couple of times. It continued to work. Lately, he dropped it. It stopped functioning at all. And I want to know, is it repairable? Am I going to get a part that is certified by Apple or comparable to the original one? Is it going to break in the same way? Or are we better off just kind of calling it a loss and moving on with another unit?
No. Well,
and how much does it cost, essentially,
All good questions, Henya.
Okay. Well, depending on if the screen is actually physically broken, I don't know if it's actually broken.
It's not broken. It is just totally scratched, like shattered in a lot of pieces, but remained intact on the unit.
Okay. That's definitely replaceable. That's probably the most common repair on the iPhones, is to have the screen replaced. The cost of one of those, including the installation, is $150. When you compare that to the cost of a new unit, which is around the $600-$700 mark, depending on the model. So that can definitely be replaced, and that can be done for you in store or online.
So when you say $600-$700, you're factoring in the 3-year commitment.
That's right. Well, that has been the case up until now, is you're factoring in the 3-year commitment, and that's what the total price is. But also now they're now being sold contract free, and the contract free prices are $600-$700.
I know companies like Rogers and Fido, which Rogers owns, they frown upon this. But could you also unlock somebody's phone for you so they can put in any SIM card for any carrier? Yeah, you'll
absolutely.
Do that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Let's quickly go to Rick Cayuga. Hi, Rick. Sorry, Rick in Cayuga.
Yep.
It's one of those days, Rick. I'm sorry. What can I tell you?
Two quick questions. I have two iPods. I have a Classic and I have a Nano. The Nano went through my daughter's pocket in the washer and will sometimes charge, sometimes work, but the volume won't work on it. And the Classic hit the asphalt from about 4 feet in the ground, and the hard drive sounds like I'm Maraca.
Okay. Well, in the case of water damage with the iPod Nano that you have, every water damage case is different. It all depends on what parts have been affected. But certainly, you know, we could look at that for you, and that may be replaceable. But water damage is always a little bit iffy. In terms of the iPod Classic, you know, again, we can look at that for you. It really depends what the problem is. It could be as simple as when it was dropped, the battery became disconnected on the inside, and it simply needs to have the battery reconnected. We do see that a lot. It could be a dead hard drive that just needs to be replaced. You know, they're always savable, always savable.
We have to take a short break, Peter, but the caller prior was asking about, are the parts comparable to the quality that Apple provides?
Yes, they are. They're all Apple, original Apple replacement parts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they are backed by our warranty.
Okay, great. Yes. All right, the time is 12:49. We are going to take one last break, and we will return a few more calls, and then giving away our second of two prize packs on today's Tech Talk. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. The almighty iPod is by far the most popular MP3 player in the world, now with well over 100 million units sold. But they've been known to have some battery issues. If you drop it, it could crack the screen. There's hard drive failures, some wireless connectivity issues on some of the models. So this is where a company like iShopRepair.ca comes in. It's a Toronto-based business, but you can also mail in your iPod or iPhone for repair if you're not in the GTA. And we are joined by Peter Dignan, who is the owner and operator of this website, to talk to us about some of the common problems and why it's worth it to fix it rather than buy a whole new one, both from a cost perspective and from environmental one. So thanks again for coming down today, Peter.
Thank you, Mark.
And let's go back to the lines, because we want to give away that prize pack soon to the last caller before one. In less than 5 minutes, we'll give that away. But let's go to Peter in Burlington. Hi, Peter. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Great show. Couldn't be a better time, too.
All right. Why is that? You have a mishap?
I have an iPod Classic 30 gig, and while vacuuming my pool, I dropped it in the pool.
Okay.
Very common water damage, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Yeah. Water damage and coffee damage.
All right. So what is Peter looking at with his iPod Classic to repair it depends on what the water damage.
It does. With water damage, it's always different. But, you know, in 90% of cases, water-damaged iPods can be saved. One of the biggest things to happen with water-damaged iPods is the battery simply dies. It gets shorted, and that's the end of it. So, you know, it could be as simple as simply replacing the battery.
When I plug it into the computer, I dried it out for a couple of days, and then there was nothing. And then when I plugged it into the computer, it said, please wait, very low battery.
Okay.
But it never gets past that screen. And when I took it to Apple, they just basically said, no, we could give you a new one, but we don't repair it.
Yes. Well, that typically, that message you have on your screen there is pointing to a dead battery. What it's saying is it's trying to charge up, but it just never gets there and never boots. And the reason for that is that the battery's shorted. So I would think that a new battery would solve that problem.
Right. And the only reason why he's seeing this message on the iPod is probably because there's some power coming through the USB cable when connected to the computer.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Okay, let's go to Ifty in Brampton. Thanks for calling, Ifty. Welcome to Tech Talk.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
A quick question. Do you guys sell any used or refurbished iPods at your place?
We do when we get them in. It's not a huge side of the business. When we do have them in, we do refurbish them and sell them as refurbished units. But the main side of it is repairing.
Okay. Yeah, right. Good question, though, Ifty. And let's go to Tony in Oakville. Hi, Tony.
Yes, hi there. Great show. I love it.
Thank you.
The reason I called is I just wanted to pass along some information on extending the life of your battery. I have an iPhone. I bought it last October. And from what I've understood, if you completely discharge the battery at least 2 or 3 times a month, before recharging it fully, like people tend to just put it on the recharger every night before they go to bed. But I find that if you just discharge your battery a couple or three times a month, that it actually really extends the life of the battery, and it will hold a charge for a much longer period of time. I've had it since October, and I have never had a decrease in the amount of time it takes before it discharges. And I just thought that the listeners might get some good tips out of it.
Sorry. Thanks, Tony. Is there any validity to that with these kinds of batteries, that to let it drain all the way and then charge?
That's absolutely correct. And another thing that is important to remember about these batteries is not to overcharge them. So, for example, leaving it on the charger overnight doesn't do it any good. The units don't have limiters, and so that battery is overcharging and slowly killing it. The best thing to do is to charge it up, and once it's reached its capacity, which usually happens after about 2 hours, it's best to disconnect it. The unit at that stage.
Okay, great. Let's go to Harold in Oakville, who is also our last caller and the winner of our prize pack. Congratulations, Harold.
Oh my goodness.
There you go.
I'm totally unfamiliar to anything like that. And my question was, I don't have a cell phone. I'm 85 this year. And we've never had a cell phone. I begin to get concerned about taking a trip anywhere.
Yeah.
Is it an iPod, a cell phone,
An iPod is a music player, but not to be confused with the iPhones that Apple also released, which are cell phones.
That's right. You know, Harold, I don't know how much you'd use it for all the bells and whistles that the iPhone offers. It is a cell phone, meaning it can make phone calls wirelessly when you're out and about, but it's much more than that, and you're paying a premium for the ability to surf the internet using wireless networks, and you've got video playback and downloadable applications and GPS navigation, and you know there's a lot of other things the iPhone does, so I probably wouldn't recommend it if you're a new cell phone user, because you may not embrace all of the features. Instead, I would go with more of a basic phone package, just something that makes calls, and I think that's probably good enough for Harold's sake.
All right, just to
clarify that. But hey, I put you on hold. Harold won the 80 disc disc gear solution for all of his movies, games, CDs, what have you, as well as the book Windows Lockdown and the game Bejeweled 2 Deluxe. So I want to thank you, Peter Dignan from iShopRepair.ca for coming down today.
Thank you, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise. So you can visit his website, iShopRepair.ca. Visit his location at
1075 Bay Street.
Awesome. And if you have any follow-up questions about iShopRepair.ca, you can email them to me, techtalk@cfrb.com. A big thank you to Scott Gill and Britt Aharoni for all the great work behind the glass today. Thank you to Paul Davis, my first guest from Disc Gear. And thanks to our sponsor, Microsoft. The plug today is about Bing.ca, a great new website that's super fast and gives you accurate results. You can even have your results segregated into sections like news, photos, videos, and downloads. Give it a spin. Bing.ca. And coming up next is the Buddha Lounge. Don't miss that. Get your Zen on Tech Talk and on CFRB. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful Sunday afternoon. You're listening to News Talk 1010 CFRB.